Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Department of Labor's Shared Work Program, a program to help businesses and workers make it through the slow times. Learn more about this alternative to layoffs at sharedwork.mo.gov.
Missouri Net News, I'm Elisa Nelson. Governor Nixon has ordered that state agencies stop asking job applicants about their criminal history on their applications. Nixon issued an executive order telling all departments, agencies, boards, and commissions he has authority over to wait until later on in the application process to ask an applicant about his or her criminal background. The order does not apply to positions for which a criminal history would make an applicant specifically ineligible. A statement from Nixon's office explaining the order said about 96% of those formerly in Missouri prisons will get out, but unemployment among parolees last year was 44%. A proposal to create a new state position to help the families of missing persons has raised questions about its cost. The State Highway Patrol is working with the bill's backers to nail down how much additional DNA testing required by the bill would cost. The proposal has broad and bipartisan support. Creve Coeur Senator Jill Shoup is one of its co-sponsors.
But as I've gone through it and now seeing the fiscal note, I have a lot of questions, and I think that I'm anxious to hear what the Highway Patrol has to say, because I think that there are ways that we can redo parts of this bill in order to make it more cost-efficient and more effective without overstepping the bounds and getting in the way of the law enforcement that needs to do their job.
The bill would create a database to compare information on unidentified remains in law enforcement custody with information on missing persons, and that would include additional testing of DNA from unclaimed remains. A proposal is expected to be considered soon by a House committee that would ask Missouri voters if churches and businesses should be exempt from penalties for denying goods and services for gay marriages. Dave Simpson with Missouri-based agrochemical company Monsanto says businesses must provide service to the entire public, not just some of the public.
I think it's bad business if somebody comes to me and if I own, let's say, a florist shop or anything like that, and they say, we want to buy flowers for a same-sex wedding, whether or not I agree with it or not, it's a bad business decision for me not to take the money and sell them some flowers.
Backers of the measure contend that the government shouldn't punish those with religious objections. Authorities believe that two men who escaped from a jail last night in southwest Missouri's McDonald County have stopped in Arkansas. A van stolen from the Missouri town where 22-year-old Matthew Miller and 24-year-old Keith Davis escaped was found at an auto dealership in northwest Arkansas. You're listening to Missouri Net News.